LegalizeFreedom.com. Why are we here? Where do we come from? Where are we going? From the nature of reality to the future of humanity. Beyond politics, poverty, and war. LegalizeFreedom.com.
Greetings and welcome once again to LegalizeFreedom.com. I'm your host Greg Moffat, and my guest today is Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trans Journal and founder of the Trans Research Institute. The Trans Journal alerts readers to critical domestic and international trends long before they show up in the mainstream media. An information-packed quarterly, the journal covers business, economics, politics, social developments, health, environment, education, the arts, science, technology, philosophy, and entertainment. Gerald is a political atheist. Unencumbered by political dogma, rigid ideology, or conventional wisdom, he and his team observe and analyse the current events forming future trends for what they are, not for what we might want them to be. These cutting-edge trend forecasts allow readers to anticipate change, recognise the implications, and take proactive measures for protection and profit. Gerald and the Trends Research Institute also provide research and consulting services to businesses and governments worldwide. Hello and welcome, Gerald, and thank you so much for joining us today on LegalizeFreedom.com.
Oh, thank you for having me, Greg.
Now, Gerald, what I'm about here is fundamentally is helping people, whether it's philosophical ideas, spiritually, or purely practically. It's information, ideas that people can use to improve their well-being. Now, we live in very challenging times at the moment, particularly since the crash of 08. To survive, never mind thrive, is a major challenge. And one of the main problems people have is the information they're working with, and the information they're basing their decisions on. And this is where you come in with the Trends Institute, counteracting disinformation, whether it's coming from mainstream media, corporations, government, allowing people to get a clearer picture of current events and crucially anticipate where things are going. So just to get started, tell listeners a bit about your background and then about Trends Institute and the Trends Journal that you publish.
Well, the background, of course, you know, I'm a guy that born in the Bronx, grew up there and in Yonkers, New York. I still have, maybe you can't tell by the accent, but that's where it was from. So, you know, I have something that a lot of these other people don't have, and that is that feeling of the street. And you're Eton guys and you're Harvard and Princeton, Yale and Oxford boys. You know, they have the, you know, they were born on third base and thought they hit a triple kind of thing, you know. So they really don't have a sense of the real world, and they've been very sheltered from it. And then I went to, after graduate school, I was running political campaigns in Westchester County in New York, which was the richest county in the states at the time, and worked as the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. And I was a chief government affairs specialist for the chemical industry in Washington, D.C. for many years. And I also taught American politics and campaign technology at St. John's University. So I got around Washington and around the state houses and saw what it looked like from the inside. As a matter of fact, one of the contributors to our magazine, the Trends Journal, is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who is the former assistant treasury secretary under Ronald Reagan. So I have a kind of a look at both sides, so to speak. And the method that I forecast trends, I call it current events form future trends. And actually, the great scholar von Schiller said, in today already walks tomorrow. So you can pretty much see what the future is going to bring. Of course, there are the wild cards. You never could predict it. By looking at the current events. And I'm a political atheist, having been in the system and seen it from the inside and, of course, now observing it from the outside. You know, to me, it's a disgusting operation, and I don't care what country you're in. You know, it's the Bloods of the Crips or the Republicans or the Democrats. There's no difference, and I don't say that facetiously. I say with all sincere intent. They're murderers and they're thieves. They'll kill anybody for any reason, and they've started wars, the fake ones, kill millions, and they'll steal every dollar that you have. Over there in your part of the world, they call it austerity measures. You're robbing money from everyday working people to give it to the banks and the financiers that made bad bets. So I look at the events for what they are, not the way I want them to be. And that's the difference, I believe, that what we do compared to anybody else. And I'll give you a good example. What's going on right now in Ukraine? You pick up the New York Times, for example. They call themselves the paper of record. I like to call them the toilet paper of record, because that's what you can do with it. And you can pick up any issue from the last week and a half, 2 weeks, every time that they refer to the people that are against Kiev, and in the Russian part, they're called pro-Russian militants. Pro-Russian militants. They'll repeat pro-Russian militants in a story 8 times for maybe a story that has 1,600 words. But when they refer to the Ukrainians that are with the European side, they're Ukrainian nationalists. And that's why people keep getting confused. And the same thing with the BBC and The Guardian and the rest of the press out there. For the people that they like, they're the good guys. They're nationalists. For the ones they don't like, they're their militants, man. Or else they're terrorists. And that's a step below militant. Except when you kill them with drone strikes, then they're militants. So that's really the way I do it. And again, I look at the information for what it is, and we look at over 300 different trend categories, always making connections between different fields. All things are connected, like the blood which unites us all, said Chief Seattle. So it's always making connections between different fields and looking at facts for what they are. Facts, again, the best facts that you could obtain. And with the internet, that's something new. I mean, I used to have to scour and spend time in libraries that now, you know, the internet is the Alexandrian library. So I'll watch what's going on in Iran. I'll tune into Fars. I'll look at Al Jazeera. I read Haaretz, the Israeli newspapers, and Jerusalem Post. As I said, the BBC to the Guardian. You know, I travel the world, and you could do it within, you know, hours.
Well, there's a number of areas that you operate in which can really, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about coming from the mainstream, that people operate in their lives with a lot of misconceptions. And it's in these areas I find your information most valuable. I'll give you a couple of examples. I don't know how many we can get through in the time we have, but the party political lens, you mentioned being a political atheist. A lot of people's attitudes, views, even the actions they take in their lives are colored by the political party that they vote for. And they may vote for this party because their father or grandfather did. It makes no sense whatsoever. But this, whether it's red or blue, whatever it happens to be, it colors their perception. Then there's ideas about money. This is really important, about saving, investing, polluted by all the mainstream ideas about economics, which are just detached from reality completely. People lose money in the banks now, but they seem content to due to inflation. But of course, that brings us around to the idea of statistics. People are operating with government statistics. Then there's the idea about jobs, work, education, different perceptions on this, and people, traditional ways of doing these things are going away. I don't think they're coming back. There'll be something else in its place. But all of these areas are so important to people's lives, and there's so many, if they derive their information from the mainstream, they're going to get it wrong again and again and again. I don't know where you'd want to start on those issues, Gerald, which you think are the most important.
Well, starting with the one that you said, people believe, you know, follow a party that their parents belong to, you know, then they deserve what they get. And anybody that belongs to a political party, you know, you're stuck in your religion and you're not going to move out away from it. You know, so there's, you know, there's no salvation. Here's the way I look at it, Craig. 10% of the population are destroyers. And those are the ones that are the politicians for the most part and the corrupt businesses. 10% are builders. Those are the ones that want to change things for a positive way for the benefit of all living things. And 80% will follow whatever the builders or the destroyers. They'll follow anybody, anytime, for whatever reason, the loudest voice they'll follow. So now's the time for the builders to come into place, because the destroyers are certainly doing a good job at wrecking everything that we have that's worth living for. And this is a very critical time, particularly what's going on in Ukraine. You don't fight the Russians. I mean, I don't know what people can't get in their heads about this. I mean, if Napoleon couldn't pull it off and Hitler couldn't pull it off, you think Cameron or Obama or Hollande are going to do it? These little boys, these little chicken hawks, there's not a man among them. And so, but the danger here is it could spin out of control to a World War I situation. But this time, of course, it's a war of weapons of mass destruction. This is really a war of, you know, suitcase-sized nukes, of course, not literally, but in technicality, and biological warfare and dirty bombs. So this isn't a time to play around. This is also a time that I think that the vacuum is so big now that this is the time for a revolution. And, of course, a peaceful one, not a violent one. Nothing becomes of that other than more violence. And what the people need to know is that they're in charge, and they just don't believe it, because there's nothing behind the curtain. I mentioned Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Reagan. We're talking a couple of weeks ago, and I said to him, I said, listen, I'm looking at the newspaper here, and I see Obama and his national security team. I said, these people are a bunch of jerks. Look at these morons he got around them. I said, there has to be somebody behind the scenes making decisions. Now, this is a guy, by the way, Paul Craig Roberts, who could bring in the head of the CIA and question him under oath. And he said to me, no, Gerald. He said, what you see is what it is. People want to believe there's something more there, because they can't believe how bad it is what they're looking at. Look at this little piece of junk you call your prime minister. Look at Hollande. Look at Obama. Look at Bush. Look at Clinton. Look at these people. And people bow down, suck up, and salute them? Commander-in-chief, take it easy, Jack. You couldn't lead me across the street. And when the people start realizing that and start taking control of their own lives, Greg, that's when it's going to change. It's the 100th monkey syndrome. You know the story about how on this island one monkey was trained to do something and they all started doing it? And then when all the monkeys started doing it, an island that, you know, was far removed from it, the monkeys there started doing the same thing. So it's up to the people. It's up to the individual. And right now, you know, they say the fish rots from the head down. And you could pick the country. Corruption's rife everywhere. So when the people stop mimicking their leaders and start living to their higher selves, to me, that's the only way it's going to change. The individual has to find a truth within themselves. When that starts happening, everything changes. The rest is all BS.
Now, anybody who's been paying attention to the Trends Journal over the years will know that you've got a very impressive record for tracking trends, predicting future events. What do you see as maybe a couple of the, just in the time we have left, a couple of the headline trends that you might expect 2014 that would impact Joe Schmo?
Well, it's the economy and war. I mean, those are the two big ones. I mean, you have protests going on all over the world. And matter of fact, we're coming out with the new Trends Journal in a couple of days. And that's what really it's all about. But I want to some of the opportunities, anything having to do with food and health, clean food, alternative healing, that, I mean, it's just going to keep growing and growing. I mean, you take a look at China. You know, what, 1.2 billion people? They don't have enough farmland to feed the people. And over a fifth of it is polluted terribly. And this is where the future is. And also breaking up the bigs. There's going to become a time, it happens all the time, by the way, that the oligarchs or the monopolies take over, and then they break them up. That's the opportunity for the future, for small businesses. So health, fitness, nutrition, whole health healing, anything having to do with clean foods, that's the future. The downside risks are big, and the downside risk, there is no recovery, economic recovery. It's a stagnant recovery. The money's only gone to the top because of all the stimulus and low interest rates have allowed the gamblers to borrow big and play big. It's not trickling down. So we know there's going to be another economic shock. As you well pointed out, through the erosion of the whether it's the pound or the dollar, your money's not worth anything. They don't call it inflation, of course. They call it something else. They call it deflation, actually, while it's costing everybody more to live. And that's why also I'm still I don't give financial advice. I keep buying gold. I'm a believer in gold. And because I know that the paper money is not worth the digital money it's not printed on. And there's someday, look what's going on in Japan. Japan has put stimulus three times the amount of the GDP relative, three times the amount of the GDP relative to the United States GDP in Abenomics. Who has it helped? It only helped the financiers and boosted their markets. So, and they're doing it worldwide. So these low interest rates are robbing the people. They're allowing the speculators to keep gambling big. And there's going to be a day of reckoning when the Ponzi scheme collapses. There always is. And when that happens, if you lived in Ukraine right now, what would you rather have, the Ukrainian currency or silver or gold?
Gerald, for listeners who want to find out more about the Trends Journal or subscribe, tell them what they need to do.
Oh, simple. Trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. And Greg, we know that people are having a difficult time everywhere. So we make the Trends Journal virtually available to everyone. There's a discount request page. You know, just tell us what your situation is, and you know, not in deep detail. Just, you know, you be honest with us, and we'll be, you know, the same with you if you can't afford the full price. And it's only $99 a year. And we do Trends in the News each weekday night. And that's the real news, to keep you ahead of the trends and on top of the news. We have Trends in the News beyond just a subscription. So it's the only magazine in the world that will show you history before it happens.
Excellent. Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trends Journal, thank you so much for joining us today on LegalizeFreedom.com.
Hey, thank you, Greg, and keep up the great work.
Well, folks, that's it for another week. As ever, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, please check out the website. That's LegalizeFreedom.com, Legalize-Freedom.com, where you'll find an archive of programs offering alternative views on a wide range of topics, including world affairs, politics and economics, science and technology, religion and spirituality, conspiracy, and alternative history. You can also browse and buy a range of books and DVDs from our guests, and if you're feeling generous, make a donation to help keep the site up and running. Until next time, I'm Greg Moffat, and you've been listening to LegalizeFreedom.com.